I'm joined in the studio today by Dr. Richard J. Levine. He's a senior investigator with the National Institute of Child Health and Human Development. Dr. Levine, thank you for joining us in the studio today. Let's talk a little bit about the subject of preeclampsia. What exactly is that?
Preeclampsia is a disease of pregnancy usually occurring in first pregnancies, and it is characterized by high blood pressure and generalized vascular leakiness, which results in considerable amounts of protein being spilled into the urine from the blood and also in protein and fluid penetrating the tissues.
And is there a certain type of woman, a type of patient, who is more prone to having this condition?
Yes. In general, women who are obese, women who have insulin-dependent diabetes, which precedes their pregnancy, women that have chronic hypertension or who have multifetal gestation, meaning twins or triplets or something like that, these women are much more susceptible to developing preeclampsia. In addition, of course, if a woman has had preeclampsia once, she's at much greater risk of suffering from it in a subsequent pregnancy.
You and your colleagues just published some findings in the New England Journal of Medicine. What can you tell us about that?
Well, basically, in this article, we describe the characteristics of a second protein that we have discovered may be related to preeclampsia. And in this article, we more or less demonstrate that it is important in causing what we believe is the cause of this disease. This is a protein which is an anti-angiogenic protein, meaning it is like a sponge and it sops up growth factors that are required for maintenance of the health of blood vessels. So if there's enough of this anti-angiogenic protein, there won't be a sufficient supply of these growth factors getting to where they need to go, and the woman will develop preeclampsia.
All right, so what are the implications then of that finding?
Well, this is the second protein of this type that we have found. And we believe that most of the types of preeclampsia are caused by these two proteins. Generally, you need high levels of both of them to get the disease. That is what we believe. So the implications are, if you could reduce even the levels of one of these proteins, you could probably roll back the disease or prevent the disease from happening. Or if you supplied some of these growth factors that these proteins sop up, then you might be able to do the same thing to cure the disease. And we also think that since these proteins are elevated 2 to 3 months before the onset of the disease, high levels could be used as a marker to indicate that a woman is susceptible to developing the disease and may get the disease later on in her pregnancy. In addition, sometimes, more rarely now, but it does happen, preeclampsia may be confused with other medical conditions which resemble it in symptoms. And the way to distinguish preeclampsia from these other conditions would undoubtedly be to take a blood sample and find the high levels of one or both of these proteins.
All right, Dr. Levine, thanks for being with us today. And I would suppose for more information, folks could log on to the website www.nichd.nih.gov. Thanks again for spending some time with us here today.
It's been my pleasure.